But Jeff is the gentleman here that just took the offering. He's debt-free and borrow-free. He paid off his house. He paid off all his vehicles. And he caretakes for his mother, too. I mean, I think it's pretty awesome. So he lives what he speaks. And I'll make that testimony. If your Bibles turn to Ephesians chapter 6. I'm hoping to finish this up this morning in dealing with the enemy. The cost of discipleship, our spiritual warfare. Now, this morning, I'm not going to go into all the armaments, the armor itself. But I'm going to lead up to it. And then I also want to encourage you as a church, if you're unable to make it on Wednesday nights, read the book of Colossians. We're in the book of Colossians right now. Read it all the way through each chapter because it keeps us all on page. Now, somebody asked me how I do a devotion. Here's how what I do. You don't have to do this, but here's what I do. I read the Old Testament once through. Then I read the New Testament twice. Then I read the Old Testament again through. That's my devotion. I don't read the Bible just to get a sermon, but the message will come out. How many of y'all understand that? It isn't like, okay, Jesus wept, amen? It's more just a series, an area. It's more of a study. And then the Lord speaks things to mind. I believe that the Word can work in your heart on Tuesday, as well as Saturday, as well as Monday. It's like we stay in those areas. That's what I do. That's what works for me personally. And that way it just continues in the Word. How many knows that this book is a spiritual book? There are some places that you can burn through, especially when you start reading all the names and how many from the tribe. It can get a little dry. It's still good, but still read it because it all matters. Amen? It matters the lineage and all that. But the truth is that continue to read. Because sometimes we can start off with great gusto, and then about 6 weeks later, we're not even studying anymore. Is that truthful? Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse 12. For we don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. It's not against people, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in where? In high places, heavenly places. So that reality is still going on today as believers. Now the truth is Jesus stripped the enemy. He did. Made a show of them openly. But the spirit now that works in those that are disobedient is still in operation. But the truth is that we have armament that we can disarm the enemy too. How many knows that in our thought life we need to be clear and pure? How many knows in your thought life the enemy will bring all kinds of attack? Probably more than anywhere he'll attack your thought life. It's in your mind and your emotions which causes you to act. So the truth is that I want to have a sound mind. Anyone have a sound mind? Yes. You know, when you have the mind of Christ, you know what? You're unbeatable. Do you know what? The mind of Christ will work in your jobs. It'll work in what you do. He can give you wisdom on what to do. Do you know the Lord can drop an idea in your heart? Do you know not every idea has been made up either? You know, you can even, in fact, the matter is, I'll make a little thing. Some of you had an idea about an object or an idea or a thing you were doing that you could have made that object better. True? Don't you wish you'd have put it down? Say amen. We've all had ideas that, you know, if I'd have just said something about that or patented that or I had that idea a while ago, the Lord's still able to do that. And I believe personally, though all the ideas aren't done yet either. Maybe you'll pay off the building with an idea you had. How much the Lord can do it? Take care of you and your family. Then, Lord, let me have that mind of Christ. But when it comes to the enemy, spiritual host and wickedness is in heavenly places. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 45, it talks about when a spirit comes out of a man, he'll take seven more wicked than himself. And the last state of that man is worse than the former. So when the enemy is dispelled from an individual, the Holy Spirit has to come into that vessel. Because now they've opened themselves up to the spiritual realm. The enemy's going to look to re-inhabit that vessel. That's why it's so important as the church, if somebody gets set free, they need to get filled with the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is our governing factor in our life. It's what we have. We live and move and have our being in Him. But if we're carnally minded all the time, it's like we put that area down and walk in the flesh. I want to walk in the Spirit. More than ever, you've seen this country, we need to come against the spirit of violence. I mean, what does it take for an individual just to shoot a bunch of people and think they can go on with their life? That's insane. True? But let me say this to you. What if you've done nothing but the last 10 years of watching things shoot people all the time? You can get desensitized. And our nation has become that. I never want to get to the place where things that happen that are tragic, that it's no big deal. Lord, let me not have that heart. Lord, we need to pray. Amen? Because let's face it, a lot of innocent folks have lost their lives in a situation like that. It's just the divine grace of God that we're all alive still today. Would you agree? How many of God's hands been upon? But those that have lost their lives, so I see that happening. It's like there's spiritual wickedness. And more than ever in our country, we need to pray for our country. We do. We need to pray, Lord Jesus, continue to work across the board. It's like we call ourselves this or this. We need to be called by the name of our God. I said we need to be called by the name of our God. More than ever, you've seen that there is a dividing line between the world and truly the church. And now you got to ask, are you a real Christian? Because some of you can say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Are you a real Christian? That means you follow Christ. To be a Christian is a privilege. In fact, it's the most highest calling any of us could ever have, being Christ-like, being like our Savior. But I've noticed that the enemy comes in and blinds the minds of those in unbelief. In Ephesians 2:2 says this, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in those who are disobedient. Now notice that that spirit works in those who are disobedient. And Paul made it real clear that all of us in the flesh have walked in that past time. We've all had our conversations in the lust of our flesh. We have. We've said things out of our mouth. We've done things according to that nature. But somehow God reached you. And now you have another nature. So the truth is you have two natures. I have the nature I was born with in sin, and I have the nature of Christ. And there's the battlefield. It's like I have God's spirit in me, and I also have flesh along. But whatever I mind, that's what I follow. So I got to have that mind of Christ working with that spirit. My flesh man resurrects every single day. Sometimes daily and hourly. How many have ever been serving the Lord and the next moment you stumble? Okay, four of you. How many of us, that's a reality. We got to keep that focus, keep that area. But I'm glad to see that once you stumble, you're realizing, hey, before you just did whatever you want, but now you're looking at it. Your conversation's starting to change. How many, God's cleaning up your mouth? How many of us, that's a good thing. The truth is that God's working in you and through you. But notice that there's a change in you. But the enemy's always trying to bombard your heart and your mind. That's why when you have a word-ruled mind, you can start to detect it and come against it. You know what the enemy will tell you? You're worthless. The enemy will speak to you. It's never going to work out. You're going to die. Not going to happen. No one cares. Or he'll get you on an idea, a tangent, like, oh, that person doesn't care. He doesn't care. I just know. And you get hung up on those things. How many want to live your day just free from those thoughts? Free to serve, amen? Listen to me. When the Lord begins to speak to you, it's peaceable, full of good fruits, without hypocrisy. You want the Lord to speak to you. When you realize when God speaks to you versus the enemy, you can start to realize it's a big contrast. Amen? The enemy tries to build you up by flattery. Jesus will speak to your character, your conduct. Amen? I've seen a lot of people go headlong in flattery. Oh, because it's some longing that we have and somebody's finally appreciating it and we put all our stock in it. Ladies, if you're single in here, don't be flattered by guys. They're probably after other things. Say amen. How many of you need to see character there? And more than just coming to the altar and lifting their hands. What are they like outside of here? Okay, that's good preaching. How many of you, same way with you guys. She comes in looking all that, saying all that. Ask a lady what she thinks. Ladies are pretty good at picking up on other ladies. Sometimes us guys, we're like dumbbells. We're like, she likes me. She likes me. She's looking at me. Praise the Lord.
She lifted her hands towards God. She's got to be the one. Uh-huh.
She looked at me and she did this. I knew that was it. Lord, if she does this, she's the one. Come on, we can do all kinds of goofy things. Amen? How many of us, Lord, help us. How many of us, we need that. Sometimes there's such a longing in us. We want something so bad, we'll kind of shipwreck what's normal in faith. Lord, teach us. The enemy knows every tactic. If you think about it, he watched Adam and Eve. He's watched Noah. He's watched every patriarch. He's watched every superstar, as it were. He knows our weaknesses. He brought his best game to Jesus, and he failed. And what Jesus said this, I know that you as a church can walk in this. I'm going to give you my power and authority. I'll leave my Holy Spirit. God on earth will be here to help you and work with you. But now I'm going to place in your hands as my kids, you can trample over every work of the enemy. And if you think about that, that's how Satan is viewed from heaven. We're greater than he is. Hallelujah! The Father says, you know what? I'm going to give you my Holy Ghost. He'll be here. I'll give you my word, and my kids are going to take care of you with my help. So if you think about it, it places him way down here. So the church, listen to me, can operate in a level that's far beyond where we operate today. We need to do it for our families. Sometimes when I witness to my father, it's just like, Lord, open up his eyes. It's like he hears it, he speaks it back, but the reality hasn't hit. Lord, whatever that is, Lord, excuse me, remove that blinders. How many of us, we need to do that. On every outreach, we just can't go out there and just say, well, we're just going to do this. No, we have to be prepared in prayer. We have to look and say, we're taking on the enemy's territory. That the encounters we have are going to be real. They're life and death encounters. And if we consecrate prayer in those areas, more strongholds are broken. That's why as your pastor, I ask you to pray for our services. A time to come together that somebody's going to come in that needs a touch. Come on, we need that. You know, sometimes people can come in that are hurting so bad, but they don't want to share. Who can they share with? I want to be able to have a hospital for the hurting too. But hey, you know you can share. And listen to me, if you're being abused, I want to know about it. I want to know about it. You should not have to hurt in secret. Hallelujah. God is good. As a body, we need to tend to those things. But all those things come in that area of the spiritual area. Jesus said this, the enemy comes to kill, to destroy. He comes to seek out those. And I noticed that he always has a goal of ending the situation with death. That's always his method. He doesn't care if you're a little kid or an elderly person. He just wants to end that area. He wants to destroy those things. Well, Lord, you've come that we might have life. I want to operate as a church in that realm. Not in spookiness, because I've seen some crazy stuff. I've seen some things start off in the spirit and end up totally in the flesh. No, I want to keep it in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can walk with a sound mind. It doesn't have to be strange. How many agree? It can be solid, solid in the Word. Jesus never freaked out when he met somebody who was demon-possessed. In fact, the matter is, he held conversations like, matter of fact, like this. How long has he been like that? Notice he didn't go, oh, got to deal with this now, no. How long has he been like that? Amen. Then he spoke to the disciples. Well, sometimes this don't come out but by fasting and prayer. So be fasted and prayed up. Be spiritually prepared. And you know what? We can overcome every challenge of the enemy. When it comes to Satan, listen to me. He was cast forth. He brought his rebellion there. And his rebellion is still in operation. He still wants to be worshipped. He still wants to be enthroned. It hasn't changed. He even said to Jesus himself, hey, I'll give you all these kingdoms if you'll bow down and worship me. Can you see the frustration Satan has working in him when we don't? When we turn our life over to Christ and we make him Lord, Satan's no longer Lord in my life. I'm no longer walking according to that prince of the power of the air. I now have a new spirit. Hallelujah. I am so glad to be a Christian. I said, I'm so glad to be a Christian. Believers are not to fear. They're blessed in heavenly places. We need to position ourselves accordingly. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. I shouldn't have to walk in fear. Fear has torment. Come on. There are uncertainties in this life, no doubt about it. If I could remove death from the situation, listen to me. We all had health every day the rest of our lives. Sometimes things would be easier, no doubt about it. Jesus said the last enemy to be destroyed will be death. We'll still experience a breakdown of cells until he comes. Amen? But I want to have a good journey on this map. I want to have a good journey in those things. I know that mental capacity where the doctor says, well, you got cancer, we have to deal with this. That's hard. It was hard for me. I'm glad as a church you were praying for me. It helped. It did. It helped. It helped when I was closing my eyes and they're putting all this stuff in me. It helped. It helped to know. Amen? And then it helped to know that there were some people way worse than me in the same treatment. Amen? And be able to speak a word. I had a chance to witness to several people while I was going through this. How many of you can still be a witness? I don't like it. I hate it. I don't like when the enemy has this influence in this area. Lord, touch. But I'm not going to fear. Say amen. I'm not going to fear because I'm blessed where? In heavenly places. And if I'm blessed, then I'm not cursed. This morning I was dealing with the Lord in prayer about situations of miracles, signs, and wonders in our fellowship. How many want to see more happen? How many want to see notable miracles like, dude, boom, wow, dude, yes. How many of us, that makes great believers too. Jesus sometimes healed before he saved. How many of us, he's able to do both. Jesus said, is it harder for me to do either? But we need to start expecting those things. In prayer this morning, the Lord said, I want you to come against that spirit of disobedience. I want you to come against those things and speak into that realm. If you don't know the language, I'll give you the language. Oh, are you hearing the word? How many of those praying in the Holy Ghost can unlock those things? For the enemy, it's total confusion. You have a heavenly language between you and your Father. That's why it helps our weaknesses when we don't know how to pray. Well, you know what? I can pray a lot of things in the natural. These things I need to see done because they happen in the spiritual. It's a supernatural thing. Amen? In a tongue thing, it's a supernatural thing. We need to unlock that area. We need to speak into those arenas. God will give you the words and utterance too great. Listen to me. It's powerful. I said it's powerful. We need to exercise those things. It builds us up. It's like praying in the Holy Ghost. It's like taking spiritual weights. You're more in tune. You're more focused. And also, for me, I have to unload my mind to be more effective in prayer. So I've learned this. I'll take a notepad or I'll categorize it and I'll go, you know what? I got to do this. 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 All those are important. It all comes to me in prayer. No, I just want to pray. But I've learned that if I unload all that and have that down, I don't have to think about any of it. I'll go back to that. And I've learned over the years, the Lord is already orchestrating my day. He just wants to get that out of the way first so we can have more intimate time with me. Say amen. How many knows Jesus said, I only speak what my Father speaks, and I only do what he wants to do. He had an arranged day. I want an arranged day by the Holy Ghost. He knows what I got to function here. He knows what I got to do. You got to go to a certain place. You got a certain job. You got a certain seed source. He knows that. But life is more than just what we do. How many agree to that? We serve a master and king. We have a king of kings. That's our goal, is to serve him. He said, if we start to enter into those things, Ephesians 6, verse 13. Now, I'm not going to go deep in this, but I got an area to go to. Wherefore, take on you the whole armor of God, that you're able to stand. Somebody say, stand. In the evil day, and having done all to stand, what do? Notice that you've done it, you're bombarded, you're being taken on, but you know what? You're standing. And when you can, all you do is stand, you stand there for. Notice you're in position. That means you're unmovable. The winds may blow, but I have an anchor. Hallelujah. I'm not running and hiding. I'm not doing what I did in the flesh before. Now I'm standing. Like Shammah in the bean field. The Philistines came in. You're not going to steal my lentils, baby. I'm taking on, this is my field. And he took them on and he slew them all. We need to do that for our families. We need to do that for our church. We're standing with one another. We're done all the stand therefore. Amen? It's easier to fight when you're not running away. I haven't seen any victory when the church runs away. We become easy targets for the enemy. Amen? Has Jesus ever cowered down from a battle? Honestly. Does it say in Revelation, loser and lost on his dress? How many of it says, King of kings and Lord of lords? I wonder why the separation is there. Maybe we're not too close with the commander in chief. Maybe we're not listening to the orders. We're running that way and he's going that way. Come on, every generation has an opportunity to make a difference. This is ours. We're only getting one shot, you guys. We only got one shot. Let's live it all out. I struggle when the church becomes half-hearted. I'm not talking about this church. But when church becomes half-hearted, like another thing to do, like, okay, I'm juggling this. Okay, I got to juggle Jesus in there too. How many knows he's going to lose out? If you lay down your life, you find it again. As a church, we've done. Stand. And if you're weak in those areas, you know what? You can have somebody stand with you. I'll stand with you. We all need that. I need that. As your pastor, I need that. I'm a pastor who asks for prayer. Amen? I don't live in no isolated box. I need prayer just like you. Any man of God who doesn't need prayer is kidding themselves. My strength isn't from flesh either. It's from the Lord. But we stand together in those things. Since we don't wrestle against principalities, listen to me, we're wrestling in this evil day against spiritual wickedness. And the day is evil, if you've noticed. Say amen. I mean, it is evil. In Jude 16, verses 16 through 19, there's only one chapter. It says this, to execute judgment on all and convince all who are ungodly among them their ungodly needs which they've committed in their ungodly ways. How many of the Holy Spirit comes to convict in those things? But too many times I've seen that people speak against the church. There are grumblers, they're complainers, walking in their own lusts. They flatter to get their own advantage. And my wife will attest to this. We get people calling the church all the time trying to bring in certain things, that a new thing we need to do. And I'm serious. And some of it's really out there, like, really? No, that'll work here. Amen? How many knows if you're not open to God, you'll miss it? But listen to me, if you're open to anything, you're going to get all kinds of stuff. The enemy wants to infiltrate. He wants to speak a word. And what I appreciate about the word this morning is that I don't go around and say, I need you to speak this. Tiger, I need you to speak this. Tiffany, I need you to do this. No, I want the Holy Spirit to orchestrate. What she shared this morning, I had in prayer. How many of the Lord's able to speak that? And just through a different vessel. There's no like, hey, please share that. No, it's not like that. We need the Holy Spirit to govern what we're doing. I know Ron took a crew out on Saturday and I think 29 kids got saved, right? Isn't that awesome? Church, that's awesome. Another outreach when people got their life right. Are you enjoying this morning? Look at verse 13. Therefore, take on the whole armor that you're able to, I want to be able to stand. And stand in the evil day. That means done all. It means accomplished all things necessary to fight and become a good soldier. When they say hold that post, hold that wall, hold that line, then you know what? I'm holding it till reinforcements come. Does the angelic host even need to help the church today? Or we just ran away before anything happened? Notice that when we stand position, God can bring the fortified armaments to us. Amen. And if you think about it, if God be for you, who can be against you? What happens when the God of the universe comes into the battlefield and he defends you? That means no bullet, no airplane, nothing. No armament, no evil influence can beat you. Hallelujah. And what I love about the Lord is this. Sometimes he would get so creative. If you look in the Old Testament, here's what I'm going to do. I got a bunch of hornets just hanging around. I'm going to speak to them and send them to that army. What army in the world could take on a bunch of hornets out in the field? Honestly, can you see how God could be? I can bring down any fighter jet at any time. Poof. Sometimes we think we're so mighty, yet God can. How about this? You need more daylight? I'll hold the sun in position and give you all the daylight you need so you have victory. That's the God we have on our side. Then, Lord, let me get that deep within me. Then let me use everything spiritual to accomplish the goal, having done all. Accomplish the goal. Notice to stand. That means to maintain our ground, not yielding or fleeting. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave and strong. Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty of Christ, which made us free. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, I have a few friends that were in the military, and just before they were going to be shipped out, they got in a bar fight. Well, they got arrested and thrown into jail. Mark calls it the brig, amen? Well, how many knows that they're ready to ship out and you're entangled? Generally, before every battle, there's an entanglement. So watch you don't get entangled. Don't take the enemy's bait to step out. Because you're needed on the, amen? Well, you know what? They had to go through a whole bunch of stuff to get out of that, to get going in that area. It kind of wrecks everything if you think about it. Well, let's not be entangled. But when we get out there, I need people to stand. As your pastor, I'm asking you to stand with me in this evil day. I have no other mode than Christ Jesus as Lord. I'm not trying to build a name for myself, a monument, or put my face in some stained glass window. I want Jesus to be Lord. That when we've done all to stand there for. We are ready. Amen. Whatever the commander-in-chief wants, march, we're going. Stand, take the place, let's do it. Because if we're girded and we're standing together, you know what? We can't be beat. When you get to the armament, the first thing it says, stand there for with the belt of truth. We need the word of God to be that area that cinches it all in. Because if you had like a flowing tunic and it's all draping around, you'll step on it. Now, I don't wear a onesie like Jeff, but the truth is that if you ever had, how many ever stepped on your own clothes before? What happens? It's easy to trip over. Now, I've smashed my own fingers in my own car door, which is ridiculous. Anybody ever done that? I rolled Lynn's fingers up in the window the other day. I didn't mean to. She was getting in the car, and the window was down, but she, you know how you can shut the door with your fingers? You kind of reach through. Well, I was rolling up the window when she was getting in, and all of a sudden she got up. Oh, come on! Oh, my fingers! I'm like, oh, it's so bad. I was glad I pushed the button the right way, though. How many of us, when you got to think about it, is it forward, is it back? Is it forward, is it back? Praise be the Lord, I pushed it the right way, because that would have hurt worse. Oh, you're all perfect in here, amen? How many of us, even the pastor has to work on it. But he says that belt of truth, it's like it cinches it together. It's tightened up. I'm ready to go. I'm not tripping over my own ways. But I'm going to have truth in me. The truth always sets me free. The biggest delusion today is coming to the church like this. Do whatever you want. It's okay. I love you. You love me. We're a big, happy family. Sounds just like Barney, doesn't it? It's just like that. That's how it is today. It's acceptable. This is fine. You teach that. That's fine. You teach this is fine. You love that's fine. That's not the truth. That's the ditch lines. Jesus said, love the sinner, but hate the sin. And sin will be judged. We don't want to talk about sin anymore because it turns people off. Jesus did. We have to have truth in that. Yes, we love people, but we have to repent too of our sins. Because our sin separates us from God. And when Christians just gloss over it like it means nothing, I challenge the relationship. Because he's a holy God. And the closer you get to him, the more you want to be like him and not like the world. That doesn't mean we don't love the world. We don't love people. I have family that are unsaved. I love my family. I want my family desperately saved. But I can't partake of the sin and hope that they'll get saved because of that. There has to be a standard of righteousness. We need to see strongholds broken in our families. That means we need to pray. How many will pray? How many will seek the Lord in these areas? Amen. You enjoy this morning? I have to close. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, teach our hands to war. Teach us, Lord God, that this is an evil day. And Lord, we declare as a church, Lord, we'll stand together, that we need one another. That if one falls, another one could come by. A three-cord strand is not easily broken. So, Father, help us to stand together. And Lord, when it's all coming against and we feel surrounded, you said, do all you can, then stand therefore. And Lord, I know from Scripture that every time we stand, we will get victory. Lord, I haven't seen that defeat happen. I haven't seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. So we declare today over every work of the enemy, over every stronghold, Satan, you have no hold on our families, on our thought lives, on our finances, on our health. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it now. Lord, we have the mind of Christ and we will walk in that. Lord, restore any relationships that are amiss. And Father, bring your power like never before. Now everyone look at me for a minute. How many want to see more happen in the church than ever? Signs and wonders, miracles. Let me see your hand. Will you commit to pray for it? Honestly, will you put it to prayer? If one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000, what can a church do? Then I want you to pray also in the way God wants you to pray, to bring down those strongholds, to be effective in prayer. Lord gives you some insight to speak in those things. Exercise that. Will you do that? Let's lift our hands. Father, here we are. Locate us, God. And Lord, use us in a powerful way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to see your full gospel operate in today's world. Lord, in this evil day, Lord, we want to see, Lord God, great shafts of light come down. Lord, a radiant, Lord God, truly make us a lighthouse to the communities. Lord, make it bright. Let it burn bright in every city. Now bless your people as they go in strength and power, and bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen.